Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. This is your host, Brian Thomas, calling over from www.goforgold.lk studios. I'm also joined by my co-host, Luckett Peeris, on our podcast presentation of sporting news with views that matter. Let's start off with the school's rugby league dialogue. Trinity College Kandy in a cup segment beat Zaira by 37 points to 32 yesterday at Maradona. Trinity, 5 tries, 3 conversions, 2 penalties to that of Zaira, 4 tries, 3 conversions, 2 penalties. The Trinitians led 12-10 at the breather. Views that matter that came from Christopher Jordish. He said that Trinity looked a little bit jaded. Their kicking plan was a little bit astray, and they also lost 5 lineouts. But he quickly made mention, Trinity being the superior game, ultimately emerged as winners. But it was a tight affair, and Zaira played excellent rugby. The same thoughts were shared by Shane Dulava, but Shane quickly added, for Trinity to travel from Kandy to Colombo 4 times on the trot for the competition also takes its toll on the boys. Right, Royal College was a St. Peter's College. At halftime, the Petrites led 19-10 and ended the match, winning it by 27 points to 22. Tightly fought contest, 4 tries, 2 conversions. The Petrites, Royal, 4 tries, 1 conversion. And Isipathana College, well, they got undone by Wesley at CRNFC yesterday. Wesley led 17 points to 15 at the breather. Final score, Wesley 27, Isipathana 25. Wesley, 5 tries, 1 conversion to that of Isipathana, 4 tries, 1 conversion. Now, we had a plate game yesterday, and here is a surprise package that St. Anthony's got the better of another college here in Colombo. The Anthonians won by 48 points to 26. 7 tries, 5 conversions, 1 penalty. And another college, 4 tries, 3 conversions. The Anthonians led 24 points to 19 at the breather. Now, there was a bowl game being played in Kandy yesterday, where Kingswood College, after leading 21 points to 17 at the breather, ultimately won the game by 38 points to 34. Kingswood, 5 tries, 5 conversions, 1 penalty to that of the Senanayaka, 6 tries, 2 conversions. Before I go on to cricket news, on behalf of all the Sri Lankan sports fans, I take this opportunity of congratulating Rumesh Taranga, who won the Diamond Doha League men's competition, got himself a gold medal after winning the javelin throw by 88.68 meters, which according to experts seem to think that it's an excellent throw. Right, let's now go to Kensington Oval, where the New Zealanders have taken control of the second test. New Zealand did very well, and they led by 352 runs at the end of day 3 against England. Ultimately, the Kiwis were bowled out for 362 for 10, thereby getting a lead of 462 runs. England, in their first innings, 252 for 3 overnight, were bowled out for 291. And New Zealand batted very well in their second essay to be bowled out for 362. So it's a massive lead, isn't it? 462. Let's take a look at the batting for New Zealand in the second innings. Andrew Nicholls, 121. Rachin Ravindra, 76. Darrell Mitchell, who was not out 34 overnight, made 68. And Nathan Smith, 38. Archer, 3 for 62. Matthew Fitcher, 3 for 58. And Josh Tung, 2 for 64. Now, at the end of day 4, England are in trouble, because they trail by 281 runs and are 182 for 5 wickets, with Harry Brook out for 58. And at the wickets, the only hope, Josh Root batting on 75. So therefore, many experts feel that is going to be an interesting day 5 today at the Kennington Oval. Keep our fingers crossed. Right, let's go down to India. The Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai hosted the third and the final ODI game, Afghanistan versus India. And India comprehensively beat Afghanistan by 9 wickets. So it's basically a whitewash for the Afghans. Afghanistan batting first 218 in 45 overs. Hashmatullah Shahid 102. Azmatullah Omar Rai 50. Mohammad Nabi 21. And Prasidh Krishna, the seamer for India, 5 for 23. India gets the target with ease. 224 for 1 wicket. Jaiswal 110. Rohit Sharma 79. And of course, Mohammad Nabi will boast of the 1 wicket that Afghanistan took of an Indian batter. He took 1 for 47. Right, now let's sail down back again to good old Blighty, to the Rose Bowl, where the women's T20 game between Australia and Netherlands was concluded yesterday. Australia beat Netherlands by 98 runs, a massive thump. Aussies batting first 219 for 6, Beth Mooney 74, Ashley Garner 58, and Georgia Warren 41. Irish Willing for the Dutch took 3 for 52, and Carlin Langer 2 for 39. The Dutch, well played, 121 for 3. They didn't get bowled out. That's why I say well played. Roberta De Lead, actually she's Babita Lead, I'm sorry. She made 56. Stokal is 44 for the Dutch. Of course, Stokal has a lot of experience playing in English conditions, because despite the fact that she's from Netherlands, she plays a lot of county cricket. Kim Gard for Australia took 2 for 20. Right, we also have another result from Rose Bowl, where the Bangladesh women have beaten Pakistan women by 23 runs in their group game. Bangladesh won 23 for 6. Nigar Sultan, the captain, made 36. Sobana Mosteri, 22. And Shona Akhtar, 39. Fatima Sana for Pakistan, 2 for 18. Sadia Iqbal, 1 for 21. Well, those are the only two figures that deserves a mention. And Pakistan, sadly, 100 for 8 wickets in their allotted 20 overs, conceding this game by 23 runs. Muniba Ali, 25. Gul Feroza, 23. And for Bangladesh, Sanjida Akhtar, 3 for 21. And Nahida Akhtar also chipped in with 3 for 18. We have one more game to report from Headingley. That's, of course, from Group B, where England have beaten Scotland comprehensively by 38 runs at Leeds yesterday. England batting first 200 for 5. Sophia Dunkley got among the runs. She made 57. Alyssa Capsey 40. Freya Kemp 39. And Daniela Gibson 40. The Scottish won 62 for 7 in their allotted 20 overs. So they concede this game by 38 runs. Sarah Jennifer 34. Dacia Carter, 29, and Kathleen Fraser, 23. Sophia Eccleston, the spinner, among the wickets, she took 2 for 22. Right, before I wind up and give you the school's rugby league points table, let me bring you news from the FIFA World Cup, where the US have beaten Australia by 2-0 at Seattle. Morocco got the better of Scotland by 1-0 at Boston. And Brazil, 3-0 against Haiti in Philadelphia. And Paraguay in California beat Turkey by 1-0. Here is the points table of the Dialogues Rugby League Cup segment. Trinity lead by 24 points at the top, followed by Zaira, 20. In third place is St. Peter's, 19. Isipathana in fourth place with 10. Wesley College in fifth place with 7. And Royal College in fourth place with 4 points. So that is the cup segment points table. And week 9 will decide the league winner. In the plate segments is St. Joseph's at the top, 24 points, followed by Thurston, 19. Ananda in third place, 12 points. St. Anthony's College, Katkastata, 9 points. And in fifth place, St. Thomas's, 8 points. Sumangala in the plate segment are languishing in the sixth place. The bowl segment is led by Kingswood College, 23 points. DS, 16. Science in third place, 13 points. And Manama in fourth place with 8 points. We have 2 games coming up today in the bowl segment, and that will be pretty interesting. Right. The feature games that are coming up today in our sporting world is India A versus Sri Lanka A at the Rangiri Dambulla Stadium, the 50-over final. That's going to be interesting. Then the third T20, a dead rubber between Bangladesh and Australia, that will be played at Mipur. And then Sri Lankan women will be seen in action at 7 o'clock this evening when they take on West Indies in the World Cup T20 game, while we end the day with South Africa playing against India women at 11 p.m. tonight. So plenty of work for Lakit and me for tomorrow as well. It was a pleasure being in your company. I know we had a long podcast, but sit back, relax. We'll spin you a song as you listen to some pleasant music for your listening ears.